You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Hi guys, and welcome back to today's episode of RVA Loves Poetry Podcast. We are your hosts, Kate and Vivian, and we'd like to share with you this poem that we really enjoyed. It's called I Choose the Mountain by Howard Simon.
I choose the mountain. The lowlands call, I am tempted to answer. They are offering me a free dwelling without having to conquer. The massive mountain makes its move, beckoning me to ascend, a much more difficult path to get up the slippery bend. I cannot choose both, I have a choice to make. I must be wise, this will determine my fate. I choose the mountain with all its stress and strain, because only by climbing can I rise above the plain. I choose the mountain, and I will never stop climbing. I choose the mountain, and I shall forever be ascending. I choose the mountain.
Yeah, this is a great poem. It can easily connect to decisions we make in our lives, whether they're big ones or just small daily ones, and how in those situations we're often choosing between right and wrong, and sometimes along with that, we also choose between easier and harder. Reminds me of a time in my childhood when I had to decide between choosing to tell my mom about something or just remain silent. We had been watching a show as a family, and I had been scared by this one bad guy in an episode, but I didn't want to tell my mom because I knew that if I did, then we would stop watching the show, and I didn't want to ruin it for the rest of my family. So I didn't tell her for a while, but when I finally did, obviously everything was okay, it wasn't a big deal. But that's one time in my life that I remember having to choose between right and wrong, or easier and harder. Yeah, when we look at the first stanza, you can see how he kind of alludes to the world in the way how he's saying that the lowlands are calling him, how that kind of represents the world and how it's tempting him to an easier lifestyle where he doesn't have to work and he can just live comfortably. And then when you move on to the second stanza, he talks more about this goal that he has set for himself, this big goal, this massive mountain of a goal, and how he wants to achieve it. It's beckoning him to ascend, but he knows that it's a lot harder than just staying in the comfortable world. He knows that it's going to be a lot harder to get up the mountain and to achieve that goal. And he thinks it would be so much easier if he could just stay in the plane, stay in the easy life. But he has this feeling, kind of yearning to achieve his goal.
Yeah, this reminds me of our Christian faith and how we have a choice between the worldly things and what we know is right. And God's path usually involves a lot of hardships, and we're going against the natural way, the natural flow of things as we're ascending up the mountain. And even though the mountain has slippery bends and difficult paths, it has a great reward waiting for us at the top of the mountain. And so we should not just fall back behind and turn around and walk the flat path of the world. We should continue and ascend up the mountain, even though it might make us feel uncomfortable and it might involve really hard things. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to strive to be with him and do what he wants. He wants us to pursue his path, and even if it's difficult and even if it's not fun, or if you can't see the end and you're walking and walking and waiting to find the end, he still wants us to pursue that and forever ascend up the mountain and never fall behind into the worldly things and get dragged into the worldly aspects of life. He wants us to keep climbing the mountain. And yeah.
When we look at the third stanza in the middle of the poem, you can see how the author has to choose between the two decisions that he has. And he knows that he has to either pick one or the other because he can't have both of them. And he knows that it's important in determining his future. And then when you read on, you can see how he chooses his goal that he's set for himself. He chooses his mountain, even though it's harder, and even though it's going to be a lot more work, he still chooses it because he knows it's right. And after he makes this choice, he has this sense of determination. In the last stanza, you can see how he's more confident in his choice and he's prepared to move up this mountain and to achieve this goal that he has.
So when you look at this poem as a whole, you can notice an aphor being used in the phrase, "I choose the mountain," and how each time he repeats it, it has a slightly stronger and different meaning than before. It slowly builds up until he concludes the poem with the statement one final time, in a stronger and more confident tone than before. This leaves the reader with a sense of inspiration as the poem ends. Overall, this is a wonderful and beautiful written poem, and to wrap up the things we've discussed, we will read it one more time.
"I Choose the Mountain" by Howard Simon. The lowlands call, I am tempted to answer. They are offering me a free dwelling without having to conquer. The massive mountain makes its move, beckoning me to ascend a much more difficult path to get up the slippery bend. I cannot choose both. I have a choice to make. I must be wise. This will determine my fate. I choose the mountain with all its stress and strain, because only by climbing can I rise above the plain. I choose the mountain, and I will never stop climbing. I choose the mountain, and I shall forever be ascending. I choose the mountain.
Thanks for listening, guys.
We hope you enjoyed it.
See you next time.
Bye!